Caitlyn Jenner, Leah Thomas. One of the worst things to happen to the trans community. By Paul Bois on April 28, 2022. Caitlyn Jenner believes that op-ed swimmer Leah Thomas is one of the worst things to happen to the trans community. Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman, rose to prominence over this past year after picking up victory after victory against other women to become one of the top swimmers in the world. At the NCAA Championships, Thomas, who previously ranked 462nd among male swimmers, beat out not just one but two Olympic silver medalists. Despite the obvious, media personalities praise Thomas as a courageous figure boldly standing up against the heteronormative hierarchy. An NBC op-ed even went as far as to compare Thomas with the great Jackie Robinson, the first black man to play professional baseball. Speaking with Piers Morgan on his new show Piers Morgan Uncensored, Jenner said flatly that Leah Thomas is one of the worst things that happened to the trans community because it's such bad publicity. I've met so many wonderful trans people, doing so many wonderful things, living their life authentically, Jenner told Piers. Jenner hoped that Leah Thomas would leave the public eye for a while after graduating college this year. I hope Leah Thomas, it's over for her now because she's out of college, and I just hope she has a wonderful life, said Jenner. Being trans is not easy, I hope she enjoys the rest of her life and has a good life. Jenner has criticized Leah Thomas in the past and scolded those who say it's transphobic to voice their misgivings. Jenner also previously came out in favor of barring biological males from competing in women's sports, arguing that it's a matter of fairness. Number 1, biological boys, I've said from the beginning, should not be playing in women's sports. We need to protect women's sports, Jenner outlined. Obviously, this is about Leah Thomas, who has brought a lot of attention to this issue, said Jenner in January. Recently, transgender golfer Meanne Bagger, a man living as a woman who made history by competing in the Women's Australian Open after transitioning in 1995, recently said it's utter rubbish that male-bodied transgender athletes are being allowed to compete alongside women in professional sports. Male-bodied people presenting as women, who live as women, with varying degrees of medical intervention and in some degrees, no medical intervention, which is just, it's crossed the line. In my view, it really has, it's a slap in the face to women, Bagger told news.com.au.